try to act as if this isn't something that happens often with Bulls fans.
No,
they're going to act like this is some sort of effort that has been, that this is the billboards or this is the guy that got moved out of his seat or whatever it is.
Organized fringe trolling is what they're going
to
say it is.
Instead, and what I am here to tell you, is that this is more prevalent than I think they even understand. That this isn't just some sort of fringe element. That this is a group of fans that are just upset all the way around in this whole thing. As you guys can see, I have a visitor.
Look at Handsome here.
Yes, yeah. So you guys got to go.
That's cool.
Wow. Look at Handsome here. Look at that, man.
TV money is like real, isn't it?
Million damn dollars right there. You start getting those clothing allowances.
Oh, no, he looks fine. I mean, Jay just kind of is always dressed well, though. I don't know if you guys know him, but he's...
Oh, I know he dresses well. Nice headphones. You got there.
I told Shane to Lord, get him a man. Pair out of my locker, but it's fine.
I'm Doug Goff.
Shane,
that's ridiculous.
Locker number 5. Oh, I literally have some Sony monitors.
This is amazing radio.
That Jason
reminds
me
of the very first thing Jason said to me when I started the store. He told me I got to get my own headphones.
Burnsy turned my mic on for me. Shane is putting headphones on me. It's like riding a bike again.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago WBMX. Yes, and while I'm doing the ID. Thank you, Rick Camp. You're listening to the WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Jason Goff, who hosts Bulls pre and post on NBC Sports Chicago, is here in studio with us. Jay, I know that you were roaming the halls. Yeah. Don't know if you heard, but on First Take this morning, there was an uncomfortable moment.
Yeah, I just saw it. Jay just showed it to me. Expected, like
totally expected. But for those who didn't hear it, Zach LaVine was on First Take with Max and Stephen A. and Molly, and you'll hear Stephen A. and Molly on the back end of this cut talking about things. And they wanted to ask him some questions about how things stand right now and him getting some help. Here's how it went.
Zach, Stephen A. mentioned get you some help. Paxson's built a couple winners in Chicago. Do you have confidence that your GM can get you the help you need?
They might speak differently, man, but, you know, I'm with the team, man. You know, I gotta put the team first. At table, man. I gotta put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop. So Molly then has to play like traffic cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop the damn fight.
So that the interview can continue at some point.
Yes. And then you hear Stephen A. Stop.
Yeah.
But it is something that I think is fairly normal for a lot of Bulls fans in town to feel this way. And I'm not sure, Jay, that the national audience, the national reporters understand how angry Bulls fans have been.
For a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. I can understand what Molly and Stephen A. are trying to do there because
100%.
It's Zach's time and Zach doesn't get this kind of time nationally. I think the reason why Zach wasn't an all-star, obviously with the win-loss record, but his reputation nationally isn't one of winner, go-hard kind of guy, and that's exactly what he's tried to do this year. But it's an unfortunate situation. I mean, you know, you got pretty much the same win total as you did last year when you weren't trying to win. So this thing, it's been a rough season for everybody involved, and I feel bad for Zach because
me too. It's a hard spot to be put in.
Yeah, like what are you gonna say?
He didn't say much.
Yeah, because you just got to keep it moving. You got to keep playing. Like after last year, I think Zach said to himself, "I have to be, you know, employee number 8," and that's what he's been for the last couple of years. He's played decent enough basketball. Like I have no qualms with him. I don't think my opinion has changed on a player as much as it has him in a long time.
How so?
Because when he came here after talking with Sam Mitchell, who had coached him at Minnesota, and Sam said this is going to be a really good player. He's just got to grow and get experience, get tougher, get stronger, all the things that, you know, an 18-year-old doesn't come in the league with. And then when he was acquired by the Bulls, he was acquired to be a piece. And then all of a sudden, he becomes the whole show in 2 years' time. And early on, I thought, okay, this is a guy who's going to score on a bad team, which he has. But if you watch the games, Zach LaVine hasn't given up on this team. And he hasn't given up on what might be, you know, in the a lot of guys in the NBA go out there, they do their job, they score, and then they go home. I think Zach is quiet enough that you don't notice the stuff that he does on that floor when he's upset with people, when he's happy with people, like the urging that he has started to do with Kobe White in terms of what the offense doesn't allow Kobe to do. You'll start to see. And Kobe, I think Kobe's getting that urging now from the coaching staff and everybody else, but he's stuck and he's mired in a little bit of a tough season as well. But I appreciate Zach. This is a bad season. There's no two ways to put it. Nobody should be happy with this season. I don't think anybody is, from people in the organization that I've talked to, from the fans. You know, I'm right there at gate three every game. So
I want to give you some props on that. I say a lot. I mean, even though you're out here making me look bad.
How?
But
I love actively.
I love what you do.
My burner account hasn't been that active, man. Come on, man.
What you do with the fans at the United Center, Jay, I think is really tremendous. And
there's a lot of first time people that walk through those turnstiles.
Your outreach is, yeah. I mean, honestly, like the Bulls should pay you because you're a pretty good brand ambassador, Steve Stout.
I wouldn't get him in half as much trouble as Steve got the Knicks in the other day.
But you being and allowing yourself to interact with fans, like while you guys are doing the show, I think it's one of the best parts of the show, is that people are there and they want to be a part of what you guys are doing, and you take the time to individually walk people through stuff.
I feel their pain. Like, when I see them come to these games and you see these 5 and 6 and 7 year old kids and it's their first game, or you see these babies or it's their first game, you're like, all right, I hope the experience is good enough for you. I hope the Bulls win on your first game, but glad you came out. It's the same thing we did at remotes and all those other things. I mean, you know, you try to extend the brand and make sure that everybody understands that it's all good. Our brand is the pre and post game show. You know, this is a new venture for me after Mark Chenowski held it down for, you know, 2 decades, and he's still doing a terrific job on NBCSportsChicago.com and all the stuff that he's doing and all the Windy City Bulls coverage as well. So, like, this is new for me. So the way I try to endear myself to people is saying, hey, what's up? And, you know,
it's working, man.
You and your baby come around and let's take a picture while you go hang out and see whatever you're about to go see for the next 2.5 hours or so.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I've had a lot of babies around me over the last, what is it, 3-4 months, October?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Five months.
Have some like sanitizer. It's a good way to get really sick.
Man, I think I am immune to every germ ever because of my son. So now I hold babies away, though. I keep them. I make sure that the spout is out. So whenever they sneeze, you know, any sneezes go on Will or Kendall. I don't need that. Yeah. Those guys got NBA genes. I'm old and fat and dumb and tired.
Well, those things are not true.
We had Rick Fox on the show earlier. And by the way, your guy Kenny Smith yesterday in studio.
He's awesome.
Saw Kenny.
He is such a delight.
Yeah.
He's so real and he's
a funny dude.
He's so easy.
Yeah.
You know, I just so New York.
Kenny's got a good vibration about him.
He really does. Yeah. He really does. And Rick Fox was tremendous today when we were talking about.
Was he in studio too?
He wasn't. He was on the phone.
Could you see how beautiful he was through the phone?
Yes. Actually, you could.
You can. Yeah.
Seriously, my first Vegas Summer League. He had a couple of events out there.
That's
and
a thing.
Rick is as handsome a person. He's a beautiful man.
Watch a lot of Lakers games back.
Yeah,
in the day.
Yeah. And he's a nice guy.
Remember, he was at Carolina when I was at Duke. So we saw him a lot. We saw young, handsome Rick
Bahamian
Fox.
Rick Fox
back in the day. But I mean, when you look at the entertainment and cultural footprint of the NBA, take the basketball piece out of it for a moment.
And I
keep getting back to the most recent NBA draft. When every next kid was so well presented, clean, and expensively dressed, and ready to have prepared of what to say and how to answer questions, and just, I mean, there used to be these NBA drafts. There were some rough customers in these drafts, and what's happened? And like, how early in their lives, how early in their careers, they become aware of their role as entertainers and business
professionals at 15, 16 years old.
And Rick talked about why and how that's happened and what is it, what they're exposed to, and mirroring now what we're seeing is the LeBron generation. What we're seeing of people who now, LeBron at 35 has created
carry yourself a different way.
Of these guys of how to carry yourself and how to be a business and an entertainer and all this. Forget it, just the basketball itself. All-Star Weekend reminds you of that, about where this game has come.
Yeah. Even last night, there was a casino night over at Bounce Sporting Club over on Chicago Avenue. And, you know, you walk in and it's, you're seeing all the people from Nike and you're seeing all the people from the NBA and former NBA players. And got a chance to see Q and Darius from the Knuckleheads podcast. I'm going to check out their live podcast tomorrow. And it's just like all these people are in one room and you're like, oh, okay, this is what the NBA does when they come to your town. I've never been to an All-Star weekend before. And I, you know, I was always working and didn't have the dough. So I was like, all right, I'm not about to go to Vegas so I can go spend all my money to, you know, look like I'm something I'm not. But when it comes to your city, you can realize, like, you feel it. Like, whatever. I mean, even the days before, the police presence that was down here, downtown Chicago, just walking around, just making sure everybody was cool. I mean, there's a lot of things happening in the city.
And the hooligans, don't forget the hooligans.
They'll be around. but the city, like every venue, like any place that you would normally walk into on a Thursday or a Friday for lunch or an after work drink, is going to have NBA people in it.
Correct.
There's going to be players. There's going to be broadcasters. Like, I'm looking forward to catching up with Cassidy this weekend as well. Like, a lot of people.
Evanston in the building.
Yeah, a lot of Chicago-based people who have made their way in the NBA as well. So hopefully it's going to be a good time, and all the tributes to Kobe and all the things that are happening in the city. Hopefully people fall in love with the NBA again after going through such a tough bull season.
I was mentioning during transition, my brilliant cousin decided this would be the weekend for his younger son's bar mitzvah here in Chicago with everybody flying in. And he had a block of rooms at the Westin, and LeBron's people were at the Westin, so they moved the room block. They said,
got the whole floor.
Yeah, apparently their room block had been, they gave him some advance notice, but they moved it out.
They sent him outside.
And now, until meanwhile, at the Westin right now, you can't get in the front door unless you have a room key.
Yeah. It's Vegas stuff.
The lobby is not open to the public right now, and that there are other hotels, though, depending on who's staying there, you can't just go, like, if I need a bathroom, I can't run my usual playbook.
Run into Westin.
Yeah, my emergency spots are all blocked off now.
Yeah, the London House, I just came from some Nike stuff over there, and, you know, Tim Shaw and Alex and all the good people over there, and everybody's out there, and you think basketball, you think, you know, celebrities, the glamour and all that, other tall dudes walking around, you know, scantily clad women, whatever the case may be. London House lobby right now is full of people with their laptops open, making sure that everybody that is affiliated with the NBA can get where they have to go, making sure that all these activations start on time. There's so much that goes into this. Navy Pier is ridiculous. You know, Trey Young's got his TSO event with our guy Chris Kason over there this Saturday, and all the celebrity game, and the practice is right down the street from my crib. So it's a lot, man. Like, I truly was tired on Monday, and I haven't done anything. So today through Sunday, hopefully, you know, you guys get out too. Connor, I know you're a man of the city.
That's what I do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you can get out.
Did you see his picture with Kenny Smith?
I did. Yeah, I did. Did you guys do more than one take, or is that the one you took?
It was a couple of photos.
The one you chose?
First of all, it's not the one. Yeah. James found it. What it is, you know, people have, there was two cameras. So in the transition from, okay, I'm taking a photo to the next person taking a photo, everybody's like looking.
He's looking over, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how it occurred.
Yeah, he's got this very untrustworthy look that's going on with you there.
Look at me, I wouldn't trust me either.
You notice the Bernstein McKnight Show has a series of photos. We're going to make a coffee table book out of this, where it's tall athlete, Connor, and then the top of my head.
There you go.
That cuts off.
That's a good style.
There's a great one with Chris Bryant that I want.
It's,
I think
just
it's our
the two of
I
us.
Think it's our banner.
You're also there.
You'd barely see this little mop of gray hair that's just kind of sticking up with every.
That gets you like something to stand on.
I know.
A little Tom Cruise thing. Something
Costas
like that.
Thing.
Listen, you should be out this weekend too. You should be taking Jay, you know, different places to go see his favorite NBA athletes and run into a Zach Randolph for no reason.
Why not?
Like, seriously, though, if you are in this city and you have a young one, there's so much to do this weekend if you want to go do it. Like, if you are.
You can go out to Navy Pier.
Yeah.
You can go over to Wintrust.
Yes.
You can go see all sorts of stuff.
Wintrust earlier, Zion Williamson and Barack Obama
yes.
together.
Yeah.
Nice event.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm taking Zion. In a game.
In a game?
Yeah, in a game. Not historical significance. Yeah, exactly. I thought my Dominique Wilkins won the dunk contest take was bad.
Yeah, we were having a good time with that.
They're doing putting on the Ritz, perhaps.
Oh, so you don't do that.
All right. And that concludes transition with Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
I usually got to go because Dan, you know, says something crazy. So this would be now, my time.
Jay, you're more than welcome to stick around.
I do want to stick around, but I can't, I'm not going to look at him the whole time.
No, they're leaving right now, and I'm going to actually start my actual show.
Oh, okay.
So if you would like to stay for the next segment.
Shane, is it okay if I stay? We got to ask Shane. Because, you know.
No, it's not.
It's not? All right, I'm out then.
No, I'll make the decision here.
No, Shane doesn't want me to stay.
So how about we do this? I will tell you that the top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Wells Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. This hour is being brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website at 56David.com. That's 56David.com. Campy, you tell me. You want a break? If Jason can stay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's break. Jason Goff is here in the building. I talked with the guys from the All the Smoke podcast this morning. I got Captain Jack and Matt Barnes. You're going to hear that interview before 1 o'clock. I got a Bulls roundtable for you at 1 o'clock. Hyken is already here. He already just slid into the producer studio. We got a lot of basketball luminaries up in this piece right now.
You almost said it, too.
I did almost said it. You know why?
Don't get too NBA now.
I know. You're here. I just talked with Barnes and Captain Jack.
Let's bring Hyken in just to balance it out a little bit before people start to get squirrely.
No, I felt like it was real balanced the last segment. We're going to unbalance it for this one that's coming up. We'll do that
unfair
next.
Unfair and unbalanced?
Totally. You saw it. You heard it. Oh, wait. Mitch, can I?
Oh!
Can he stay?
Hey, no.
Can Jason stay?
What's up, dude?
Jay's going to hang out with me for another segment. Is that all right?
Why not?
All right, good. We need to take a break. Jason Goff is here with me. We'll do that next here on The Score.
When it comes to the biggest sports stories, trust Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, Mullion Hall. Created in Chicago, for Chicago. Two of Chicago's top sports columnists covering Chicago's teams. Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
We know you've been planning for Valentine's Day for weeks. What, you haven't? Walgreens has you covered with everything you need to say Happy Valentine's Day in no time. Say, I love you, with the perfect Hallmark card. Say, you're my sweetheart, with sweet deals on candy. Or say, BFFs forever, with great classroom gifts. So head to a Walgreens only minutes away and get sweet gifts in a heartbeat. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card through February 14th. Select fragrances are 20% off and select premium chocolates are 2 for $8.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
I switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
Isaac, the fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans start at just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active license and men's package tees.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to